He told them leaving would come at the cost of their eternal salvation.
Eventually, on March 21st, seven Davidians took that risk. They emerged with their hands up.
For Commander Jamar, freeing seven people wasn't enough. On March 26th, he ordered the HRT to clear the Davidians' cars with tanks, an assault on their personal property.
Days ticked on, and after Koresh promised to surrender for the third time and failed to follow through, Sage agreed. The time had come to explore more aggressive tactics.
Jamar and the tactical unit crafted strategy. With around 80 Davidians still inside the complex, they'd use tear gas to drive them out.